Yeah, a pre-end of war story. Mahabharat. So we're here at 157 in the second, I think it is, video. Where Kamsa? Well, he wants his daughter, sister, Devaki, to marry to Vasudeva. Some or other that will connect families, and which are beneficial for him, and which is beneficial for him. And then he comes riding, and this sage comes up to him and first appears to glorify him, but then he's actually glorifying Vasudeva and Devaki and blessing them and expressing his happiness that they are together, because they will get 8 sons, and the 8th of their sons will kill Kamsa, and finally we can get rid of you. I just want to include this here somewhere. The thing there is that the role of these sages, they can come up to the king, talk like that, and survive, it seems. Because I think maybe it was like that, that the Kshatriya, the king, the ruler, had that respect. They all were trained to have that respect for the brahmanas, the sages, because they knew that if they are cursed by those people, or they commit really atrocity, you know, assassinations of such people, then they are finished. So, which means that those sages, when they really are sages, they speak the truth, and that truth is openly spoken. I mean, at least here from the Mahabharata, they're standing there in a square, a lot of people around, and talking like this. If you kill their 8th son, you will become immortal. No, I don't know what he says there, but that's a good spot.